I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Pressure is building on the regional government of Spain's Catalonia region not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his regional parliament later today. France and Germany on Monday expressed support for continued Spanish unity. Even the mayor of the Catalan capital, Barcelona, Ada Colau, called for collective thinking as a country and avoid placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader, Pedro Sánchez, called on Catalonia's leaders to listen to all of their people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos. Que Cataluña nos una. Que Cataluña son muchas.
Speaking here, Mr. Sánchez pointed to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must not be allowed to fracture. Alana Mosseri is international relations expert at Madrid's European Union.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum on October 1st voted yes. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is calling for a peaceful vote as her countrymen head to the polls today to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state after 12 years in office.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. This is VOA. President Donald Trump tweeted Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On Saturday, the president tweeted,